everyone, and welcome back to the D-Lord NBA podcast presented by CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video content. I am your host, Devin Lloyd, and this is your episode for Monday, October 29th. I hope you guys had a great weekend. We had some news pop up over the weekend, but I think the biggest storyline is something that we're going to jump into first and foremost was the Cleveland Cavaliers and their decision to part ways with head coach Tyronn Lue. So they did lose on Saturday to the Indiana Pacers, 119-107. Cleveland fell to 0-6 after that game. And on Sunday morning, they informed Tyronn Lue that he will no longer be the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they're going to be going in another direction. Now, for Cleveland, they have been absolutely terrible this season. There is no other way you could even try to sugarcoat this. They have looked flat when it comes to the effort level. The strategy really hasn't been that great. They probably have looked like the worst team in the NBA when you watch these first six games for Cleveland. Now, what we're hearing is a lot of the disconnect between management and Ty Lue was who exactly was in the rotation for Cleveland. Now, he played J.R. Smith just 6 minutes on Saturday. He played Kyle Korver 15 minutes on Saturday. At the beginning of the season, J.R. Smith was essentially completely out of the rotation. And what we're hearing right now is that management for Cleveland wanted the younger players to play more. Ty Lue wanted to keep playing J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver. He wanted to give a lot of time to some of his veterans and kind of work that angle as opposed to playing young guys, because the management for Cleveland, they're starting to figure out their whole dreams and aspirations of making the playoffs. That's just simply not going to happen. That's what they anticipated during the offseason when they kept their moves or the roster pretty much intact, except for LeBron James, of course. They were hoping that, yes, we lose LeBron, but we still may be good enough to sneak into the playoffs. That was their whole intentions. But once the regular season began, clearly that was not going to work at all, as they really, like I said, looked like maybe the worst team in the NBA during this stretch. Now, when you look at Tyronn Lue, he's a two-time NBA champion, one as a player, another time as a coach. And during his tenure with Cleveland, he has a record of 128-83, so a 60% winning percentage for Ty Lue. He was the champ his first year when he took over middle of the season. After that, they went to two more NBA finals, and now he's going to be looking for another job. Ty Lue, it's going to be tough for him to find another job. When you just look at it, a lot of the adjustments, especially in the NBA Finals last year, came extremely late. He looked like he really didn't want to make adjustments when it came to the starting lineups, when it came to matchups, when it came to just even his substitutions and his rotations. He really looked out of place. A lot of people felt like LeBron James essentially was the coach. They also felt like at times he was a general manager. That also gave a weird stigma on Tyronn Lue as a guy who maybe he's not running his own team. So it's definitely going to hurt him when it comes to getting another head coaching job. Will he get one? I'm not quite sure. I think he will have to go down the route once again of an assistant coach or maybe an associate head coach before he could take over for another team. But Ty Lue, he is out right now for Cleveland. Cleveland, they are now looking for another head coach. And the reason why they're still looking, because they asked Larry Drew if he wanted to take over as the interim head coach, and he was hesitant about it. So as of right now, this is where we stand with Larry Drew. Larry Drew, of course, the associate head coach, he will be handling head coaching duties for the immediate future. He has not agreed to become the interim head coach. And the reason what we're hearing why is he wants a long-term deal past just the 2018-2019 season. He wants to get a contract in place that could essentially allow him to become the next head coach. He doesn't really want to work on the interim tag, and it couldn't make sense, especially when you look at this roster and you look at what Cleveland is doing. This is essentially a tank season for Cleveland. He doesn't want to look bad in his in being the head coach for Cleveland this season. Then they decide to clear house, and he can't get a head coaching position next year. So he wants a contract. Until then, what the agreement is right now, Larry Drew will bridge the immediate coaching transition. So Cleveland is going to be actively looking for a head coach. Larry Drew will just be handling duties right now, but he does not want to commit without some sort of agreement that would extend beyond the 2018-2019 season. That's what we're hearing right now. Those talks are still ongoing. So they're still trying to hammer out all of the details, what they want to do. Do they want to look in another direction? Do they want to roll with Larry Drew? At practice, Larry Drew has been running it. So I think Larry Drew will end up being the guy. I don't think there'll be a long list of candidates for the Cleveland Cavaliers job. I think at some point they're going to blow up this team. They're going to blow up this roster. I still expect Kevin Love to be traded before the trade deadline. Yes, he has somewhat of a friendly contract in terms of his salary actually decreases in his final season, which then he won't look as bad. Maybe a team will take a shot at Kevin Love, give up some draft picks, give up some young players. But Cleveland, they need to just go into full rebuild mode. I don't think they're a playoff contending team. And even if they somehow snuck into the playoffs, they're clearly not going to make any noise in the playoffs with the current roster orchestrated the way that it is. But we're now going to go ahead and turn our sights to the Lakers, who have essentially a whole new roster from last season to this season. They did lose on Saturday, taking on the San Antonio Spurs for the second time this season. They lost 110 to 106. At one point, I believe they were up as much as 14 points. But they end up letting that lead slip away. The fourth quarter, it was rough. It was rough for LA to say the least, only scoring 18 points in that quarter. They were stuck on 91 for about a good 2 to 3 minutes. And for the Lakers, it's one of the situations where they're still trying to figure out the rhythm. Rajon Rondo, he was finally back from his 3-game suspension. He played, but the story was Lonzo Ball. He's the one that drew the start. He started the game, played a total of 27 minutes. Rondo played 29 minutes. And when you watch the game, you don't always want to go off a box score. So if you actually watch the game, Rajon Rondo still looked like the better point guard over Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball did knock down 2 threes, but guess what? Rajon Rondo also knocked down 2 threes. Rondo's still a better passer. Rondo still knows what he's doing out there on the court. And I think Rondo still needs to start. I know a lot of people said Lonzo should start because of the potential, what he can do. He could grab more rebounds, all that fun stuff. But Rajon Rondo, I think he fits in. Yes, you can theoretically spread out your experience and have an experienced point guard leading that second unit. But Rajon Rondo, to me, still looks like the more polished point guard at this point. And for Lonzo, he's just going to go through the growing pains. He's getting a lot better, especially from his first season to season number two. They end up losing to San Antonio. Like I said, they really just struggled in the fourth. They got off to an early lead in the game. A lot of that lead was with Rondo actually in the ball game. But they have to figure out what they're going to do with that point guard position. More importantly, they need to figure out what they want to do once Brandon Ingram comes back. Because Kyle Kuzma playing his more natural position, not being the backup center to JaVale McGee, has been panning out for him. And him getting 30-plus minutes has also been working. Yes, it's not the 37-point night that he had a few nights back, but he still had 15. He still shot 6 of 14. He's still going to knock down threes for you, grab you some rebounds. I like Kyle Kuzma, and I think he is a better fit with the starting lineup than Brandon Ingram is. I think Brandon Ingram could definitely be that leader of the second group, and you should start Kyle Kuzma. Now, that may be an unpopular opinion, but when you look at the roster, Kyle Kuzma, what can he do? He can stretch out the floor. He can knock down a shot, knock down some threes. He can rebound for you, and he can switch when the Lakers, because Lakers like to switch almost every single screen. He can switch on just about any position and guard them. So for me, I like Kyle Kuzma. I'm not saying Brandon Ingram shouldn't play. He should, of course, get 25-plus minutes I think he should just come off the bench and you should start Kyle Kuzma. I think Josh Hart, he's a given. He needs to be out there. Josh Hart brings way more than just what the box score shows. He's going to play defense. He's going to play with grit. He's going to hustle all the time, and he stretches out the floor. You have to respect his three-point ability. He's going to shoot 42%+ from the three-point line. So Josh Hart, I love the move. I think he's been playing great. Caldwell Pope has still been struggling. He looks scared to shoot at times. He looks out of place still. This is not looking like a good re-signing at all with Kentavious Caldwell Pope. But Brandon Ingram, he looks good. Zvi Mykhailiuk, he looks scared to shoot the ball. We know he can shoot, the rookie out of Kansas. He just looks afraid to shoot the ball at times. So for the Lakers, I think they need to go ahead and start Rajon Rondo. I'm going to put it on record. That's who I think is the better point guard, at least this season, at least for the first half of this season. Rajon Rondo has been playing better than Lonzo Ball so far. I think he needs to start. I also think that Kyle Kuzma needs to continue to start once Brandon Ingram comes back. Yes, I know on my record I'm more of a Kuzma guy anyway than an Ingram guy, but just literally watching these games, he's a better fit in that starting lineup with LeBron James, who, by the way, had a crazy stat line, 35 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists on Saturday night's loss. Now, one thing that we talked about on Friday's episode, we talked about the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Houston Rockets, how Houston offered Minnesota 4 first-round draft picks. They also offered them Brandon Knight and Marquise Chris in exchange for Jimmy Butler. We also heard that, of course, Minnesota had no interest, zero interest in that deal. And the reason why was because you look at the draft picks. If we're giving you Jimmy Butler, you're not going to contend for the next 3, maybe 4 seasons. For sure, year one. But you're still looking like a contender for a while. So, yes, the picks have to be stretched out because you're not allowed to trade draft picks in back-to-back seasons. So you're looking at a long-term thing when it comes to getting these number ones. But these first round picks, especially the first two, aren't going to be lottery draft picks. Nobody sees the Rockets not making the playoffs or being in the lower half or the lower third of the league. It's just simply not going to happen. So you're looking at picks that's very well going to be in the 20s, maybe even the high 20s for Jimmy Butler. For Minnesota, they may not want to do that. More importantly, for the president, Tom Thibodeau, and the head coach, he may not want to do that because he doesn't know how long he will be in Minnesota. He wants to win now. He doesn't want to get draft picks so somebody else could come in and coach those draft picks. He wants to win right now, and those draft picks really don't help. Brandon Knight, yes, he may be able to give you some suitable minutes coming off of your bench, but you already have 2 point guards. You could put Brandon Knight at the 2. I don't really like that too much, though. You have 2 point guards already, of course, in Teague and Derrick Rose. I don't really see a huge role for Brandon Knight. I'm sure he'll get in the game, but not really a huge role for him. And the Marquise Chris, really don't get me started on Marquise Chris. I don't think he's going to contribute a whole lot. I don't think he has a role, especially if he goes to Minnesota. So you're looking at it, things really don't pan out. However, there was one thing that I said on one of my videos I posted on the YouTube channel, D Lord NBA on YouTube. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe. Made a video talking about how Eric Gordon is one of the players that Minnesota needs to make sure they go after. It does a few things. You get a shooter who's reliable. His contract's not terrible. Yes, you could renegotiate and get an extension if you want him to keep playing. But for Eric Gordon, you get an opportunity to keep playing and kind of getting the opportunity where you can showcase your skills a little bit more and be appreciated a little bit more than you are in Houston. Because you provide a lot for Houston, you just don't really get the recognition as much as you deserve in Houston. It also takes away another key piece for the Rockets. So if we give you Jimmy Butler, we're not going to stack your team because Minnesota, they're also in the Western Conference. So we're not going to just stack your team and giving you all these guys who have crazy firepower, and you just give us some guys at the end of your bench. We're going to take somebody back. Yes, Jimmy Butler is a better player than Eric Gordon. Nobody is doubting that at all. But to the Houston Rockets, who may be almost as important as a starter. Eric Gordon, he stretches the floor for you. And that is huge. Jimmy Butler is not a catch-and-shoot guy. You don't want Jimmy Butler just chilling in the corner. And when I pass you the ball, oh, go ahead and shoot up a three. Jimmy Butler's going to want his ISOs. He's going to want to isolate. And that could mess up some of the chemistry in the flow for the Minnesota Timberwolves. I mean, for the Houston Rockets, excuse me. If you're able to do that, now they can't rely on Eric Gordon to come in and stretch things back out. So what we're hearing over the weekend is that Minnesota, they are requiring Eric Gordon in the deal if they're going to trade away Jimmy Butler. For Houston, I think it's all going to come down to how well can they play the rest of this week. They've been looking a little rough, to say the least, so far this season. But of course, we'll see how this week goes. If they come out and they continue losing, if they continue looking bad, remember, they're 1-3. And on Tuesday, they play the Portland Trail Blazers, who we know could beat them. So that is definitely a tough matchup. We know, again, later on in the week, it's going to be tough for them to get wins. They're going to play the Brooklyn Nets. And Brooklyn, I will give the favorite, of course, to Houston. But if you're playing the way they've been playing, maybe Brooklyn can pull something out there. But then after that, you play the Chicago Bulls. That will be a win, in my opinion, almost regardless. But if they come off to a rough start, especially against Western Conference teams, they could definitely look to go ahead and make a move. Because all the leverage is really with Minnesota. Because at the end of the offseason, or in the regular season, into the offseason, if the Houston Rockets wanted to go get Jimmy Butler, they couldn't. They don't have the cap space to be able to sign him. So the only way they can get him, this also goes for the Miami Heat, is via a trade before the trade deadline. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Just a quick update to basically what's going on with Minnesota. As for tonight, we have a ton of games going on tonight. The first one at 7 p.m. Eastern. You have the Portland Trail Blazers taking on the Indiana Pacers. Pacers, they've been looking good to me. The Trail Blazers, they have also been looking good. But this game is in Indiana, and I'm going to go with the Pacers to win this one. I think it'll be a close game, but I think Indiana will get this win. Also at 7, you have the Atlanta Hawks taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. Trae Young been hot and cold in games. But regardless, it does not matter. I think Philly will get the job done. At 7:30, you have the Sacramento Kings taking on the Miami Heat. I'd say the Miami Heat are going to win this one. The Kings, they have been ruining all of my predictions. I pick against them all the time, and they end up winning. But I'm still going to go with the Miami Heat defeating them in South Beach. At 7:30, you still have the Brooklyn Nets taking on the New York Knicks. I'm going to go with Brooklyn in this one. The Knicks, still without Kevin Knox, things are going to be close. Both teams have been struggling, but the Nets are a lot better than the way they've been performing so far this season. So just off of that alone, I'm going to go with the Brooklyn Nets. At 8 o'clock, you have the Golden State Warriors taking on the Chicago Bulls. And this one's in Chicago in the United Center, but I'm going with the Golden State Warriors. I still think they come away with this one. Haven't been looking like the runaway best team in the league, but Stephen Curry has been shooting lights out this entire season. Klay Thompson, he's still struggling, but simply Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, that's all you need. They'll carry them to another victory. The Toronto Raptors taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. This is definitely the game of the night to me. Both teams come in undefeated. The Toronto Raptors have been looking like the best team. Giannis has been looking very, very good as well. This one is in Milwaukee, but I'm going with Toronto. On the road, I think they will get the job done against the Milwaukee Bucks, but this one is very, very close. It's tough to judge, but I'm going to go with the Toronto Raptors winning this one. On NBA TV at 8 o'clock, you have the Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Karl-Anthony Towns, will he show up? I doubt it. I think he'll disappear once again. And I think the Lakers will come away with the victory against the Timberwolves. I just don't think they have enough firepower offensively to keep up with L.A. At 8:30, you have the Dallas Mavericks taking on the San Antonio Spurs. I'm going to go with the San Antonio Spurs in this one against the Dallas Mavericks. Then the final game at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, you have New Orleans Pelicans taking on the Denver Nuggets. Both come in with a 4-1 record, but it is in the Pepsi Center. And I'm going to go with the Denver Nuggets in this one. I think the Nuggets are going to get things going. I think they have one of the best offenses in the NBA, although they haven't showed it so far this season. I think they are capable of having a top five offense in the NBA. I think they take care of the front court that's daunting for New Orleans. Scares a lot of people away, but think they'll be able to keep the job done. You have Plumlee, of course. You have Jokic there. Paul Millsap. Front court for the Denver Nuggets is no joke also. And I think they get the job done. But that is everything for today's episode. As always, if you would like to stay connected, make sure you go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLoydTV. That is DLoydTV. And if you want to stay up to date on all the latest news, transactions, rumors, all that good stuff in the National Basketball Association, make sure you go ahead and follow our YouTube channel, DLoydNBA. We're trying to get to 30,000 subscribers still, so every single subscription definitely counts and helps us out. Had a great time talking to you today. I'm definitely looking forward to speaking with you again tomorrow. We will be back recapping all these games and also giving you a recap of some of the stuff that happened in the association. Talk to you tomorrow. Peace.